Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name's Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Now let's get on with the show. So, Loki's been summoned. Bracken started to yell, and Loki makes the comment, "We're mortal too." Kathra, you cast Narsil's fire.
I do.
What happens next?
I look at him, I pull down, and as soon as it hits him, "Since you love giving gifts so much, I thought you deserved one from me too. You and your kind seem to always show up on the worst days of my life. Wonder why that is. Actually, you know what? No, I don't wonder. I've wasted enough time thinking about you and your kind. I thought you were so powerful, and just to find out that you're weak, you're pathetic, you're just a mortal? You know what? I'm done with you. I don't want anything to do with you or your kind anymore. You don't like it? Send me to Valhalla or send me to hell. I'm done with you. Bye." And I turn around and I walk away.
Okay. You, like, completely disappear?
I turn my back on him and I walk.
Okay. So, when you turn your back, you see Sakazan and Mykos, like, they're standing, like, 15 feet away. There's a few other crew members on deck. Bracken.
Mm-hmm.
You think you've thrown a dagger?
Okay.
But you look down in your hand and you realize, oh, my dagger's still here.
I'm still holding it? Okay.
Seeing that, I would like to move to interpose a direct line between Loki and Kathra.
Okay.
So that he's got to go through me if he's going after her.
Okay. So you, all of you see this.
Yeah.
So Galen, when you end up moving behind where Loki is. Because Loki would have been in front of you. So to interpose yourself, you have to step behind him where as Kathra walks away. But in front of all of you, Loki appears. Dindal, you're the only one that sees this. You see him cast Mirror Image.
Uh-oh.
And in a very loud voice, he says, "Okay, I am not your enemy." And he looks, so Kathra, he's like 10 feet away from you.
Okay.
He looks you dead in the eyes. "I am not your enemy."
Yeah. That's definitely what you've shown.
And he looks at Bracken. "I am not your enemy." Let's have it, Bracken. Why don't you try to throw the verbal punches? Okay? But let me tell you something. You think you're going to hurt my feelings, make me feel bad? No. It's not going to happen. You're mad at me because I lied to you and what? Look at what you got. I gave you what you fucking wanted. The means to get your brothers back.
I never wanted the means. I wanted them. Don't shake your head at me, Loki. You used the wrong bargaining chip. You know my brother so well. You think you know me so well. You should know the only thing, the one thing I have ever wanted was my brothers back. The only thing. I wanted them back or I wanted them safe. If you had told me from the beginning, if you had been honest from the beginning, that my brother, that my best friend, not only was he alive, but he was safe, and you were the one protecting him, you were the one keeping him safe from all of it. Lucky, I would have done anything from you. Anything for you. Anything. I would have been your most faithful paladin. I would have done anything you asked without question. But you didn't need a paladin. You didn't need a soldier. You had my brother for that. What good is a soldier when you have someone... I shake my head. You already had a soldier. What you needed was a monster. Tell me. Why did you wait 2 months? Two years! After my brother was dead. What I thought was dead. He was gone for 2 years. I mourned him alone for 2 years. Only after I had killed someone, after I had killed a few people, did you approach me. Why?
I do everything I want in my time, not yours. And you all see him begin to cast. Dindal, you're the only one that recognizes what he's casting. You realize that he's casting Major Image. So all of you, this is what you see. You faintly see...
I'm going to counterspell it.
Okay. What's the roll against it, or is there one?
If it's less than three, if he's casting Major Image at less than level three... It's counterspelled and it's gone.
Oh no, I'm casting it at six.
Okay. I am shaking, y'all. All right, so we roll off, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not a roll off.
Yeah. No, it's your roll with your spellcast mod, and you have to beat a 16.
Okay. It's okay. I have two. Okay. 20. Dirty 20.
Okay. Okay.
When I see his motion start to cast a spell, my maul appears in my hands, and I say, I would be very careful if you don't want this to turn ugly, because my purpose here is to protect these ones, and if you're going to start casting spells without some kind of upfront, hey... This is probably going to turn ugly because I don't trust you. I have seen enough of what you have done to the lives of these three that I don't care who you are. You're a god of mischief. Yeah, I don't trust mischief. So if you want to start this, if you're wanting to cast a spell, you better tell me what spell it is, and you better make it something that's not aggressive, or I'm going to get aggressive.
Number one, Galen, I don't answer you. And if you want to end up in a cage, you'll keep talking.
Bracken steps up.
I cast Force Cage on you.
I attack.
I counterspell.
Fuck. <Okay. laughs> All right, we're doing this.
I'm going to throw up.
Okay. I try to cast Force Cage, and you cast at the same time. So, roll your counterspell.
Do I add anything to it?
It's your wisdom, or your spellcast mod.
21.
Let's see. He does go to cast, but he's not going to cast Force Cage. He's going to try to cast Major Image again.
Shut up.
Kathryn, you've counterspelled Major Image again.
You want to convince us you're not our enemy? Prove it. Tell us something truthful. For once!
Here's the truth. Thor and Odin, they are your enemy.
We knew that. Tell us something else.
They know about the dragons. That's where Odin is trying to get. He's trying to get to Vanaheim, and he's trying to start Ragnarok. The end of the fucking world.
Tell us why we should trust you.
Wait. Say more.
4,000 years ago, before the gates were destroyed, Odin went on a campaign of terror. He had locked Altana in her cage. He had locked Corlan and Moradin away too. That's when he picked me up. He adopted me into his sick family. I was 5. Made to bend the knee to a tyrant. Keep laughing, Bracken. I'm not done with you. Fine. Well, I'm about to be.
Bracken, hold on.
So the whole reason, Cathra, that your kind are here is because of Odin's lies. The whole reason your kind are here, Galen, is because of his lies. You had your own worlds, your own societies. Kingdoms twice the size of this world. But he was granted magic. And he betrayed the one that gave it to him. You know that.
Yeah.
You wear the scars. So then Odin found Vanaheim, the realm of dragons. He went on a reign of terror. He only successfully killed 3 that we know of. Before a man named Aradir, his enemy, intervened and destroyed the gates. So he's been trying for 4,000 years to get back. What he's after are the runes to get there. You're looking for a library that, you know what, has been here since before the gates were closed. Guess what you're probably going to find? Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to spell it out for you.
So why all the games so far? Why are you doing stuff that makes us not trust you then? Why the trick with the hammer? Why giving a dagger that is terrible?
Yeah, it's terrible. Because I'm a terrible person. But I'm not the bad guy here.
No, you've given us no reason to trust anything that you say.
Fine.
You are the bad guy. You might not be the biggest bad guy, but you're one of them.
Yeah, Cathra, I think he may be correct. The bad guy. No, he's not the bad guy. He's just a bad guy. He's a bad guy. But just because you're not the bad guy doesn't make you a good guy.
I never claimed to be.
No, but you could have tried to be a good guy.
Or you could have made it so that we wouldn't try to attack you. You've done nothing good. You've only done bad, and yet we're supposed to trust you?
I don't remember asking for trust. What I told you is I'm not the bad guy.
You are the bad guy.
Okay, fine. I'm the bad guy.
You're the bad guy we have access to.
He smirks. You're not wrong on that, Galen.
So tell us something we don't know, because you haven't told us anything we don't know so far.
Oh. So you didn't know about Aradir, or him closing the gates, or him really being the main reason that Odin can't get what he wants. You, Bracken, you have a tie to him. That brother of yours?
Don't.
You can put the claws away. It's okay. I'm about to leave. And this ends one of 3 ways. We maintain whatever status quo we had. You hate me, fine, cool. I'm not big fans either. But if we maintain the status quo, I keep hiding you. Because Thor and Odin are pissed they cannot find you. You threw your hammer away in the woods. Guess who found it? Little old me.
Yeah, you gave it back.
Yeah, after I cleaned the magic out of it. It's a good hammer.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna invoke the name of the one who gave that to you. Because I'm not here to harm you.
Yeah.
So you lost something and I gave it back. If we maintain the status quo, they don't know where you are. Because of me, they think you're on the other side of the fucking world. So you're free to go about your business, do whatever the hell you want. That's option one. Option two, Bracken. That I take the necklace, I take your brother, and I take the magic, and I go. But when I leave, we're gone. And option three. You're mad at Brakesh. Because he made a deal with me. You get him back. And I walk away. But he's yours. All the bad shit happens. You all get a big target on your back. Or I guess there's option four where you try to kill me. But I promise that is not going to go well.
I'm going to ask you a question. And for once in your life, I need you to be honest with me.
Fine. Name a price if I'm dishonest.
I don't need your price. I don't need your...
No, you want to trust... Bracken. If you think you can't trust me, if you think I'm going to lie to you, name a price for my dishonesty.
I don't think you'll be dishonest about this. Is he safer with you than with me?
He's hidden away, yes. His bargain was for 100 years.
If you take him and you go, will you keep hiding the rest of us?
Yes.
I put my hand over my chest where the necklace is.
Out and he takes the necklace.
Wait.
He's not quite there. Go ahead.
You have a... Wait.
he is safer with him than he will ever be with me.
Yeah, but at least there's the option to see him.
No. It's for the best. Where we're going. What needs to be done. I won't be able to... I won't be of any help to you if he's there. I will be too concerned of keeping him safe. Just... Loki, just do it.
You realize the magic leaves.
Wait, are you still... You'll still hide us?
Yes.
Bracken.
Find your ship's captain, have him write a contract. I'll bind myself to it.
Hold. Okay. Hold on then.
He'll stand.
Keep him safe. Please. Please.
Gathra, you're going to do something.
Give me 5 minutes. Alone.
Fine. And he will misty step to the top of the ship.
I just kind of collapse on the ground. Just put my face in my hands.
Bracken, what are you thinking? Bracken!
I don't know what to do anymore, Catherine. Please help me. I can't protect him. I can't keep him safe. He's not safe with me. But
why? 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 Why is he not safe with you?
What we need to do, where we need to go.
He's perfectly safe still.
I know.
Don't.
If I get him back, look, he can't hide us anymore. He won't hide us anymore. And that's more important. Right now, he is safe. All I ever wanted is either to get them back or to know they are safe. And he is safe. And I don't trust Loki, but he does. And that has to count for something.
If you say goodbye to him, that is a pain that you will carry with you for the rest of your life.
I've been carrying it alone for 3 years.
No, you've had hope still. You've had hope. There is a pain when there is no hope left that you cannot fathom what it feels like.
I don't know what to do. I don't gather. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Help me, please.
And I just kind of like collapse towards you.
Please.
I grab them. You do everything. He's safe right now, right?
Why not?
Then keep him safe, but keep your hope alive. You know, if he's safe right now, and he's gonna stay safe, right? We can keep things as they are.
Be tied to him anymore.
Why?
Not just Prakash. Loki, it feels like a weight on my chest. The necklace feels like 100 pounds. It feels like it would drag me down to hell. The weight of what it is, of what he is. This is the first time in the year and a half that I've been aware of him, that I've known him. He's been honest with me. Everyone
that has promised to help me get my family back, has lied. Everyone that I have trusted to help me with this has lied. And this is the first time he's been honest.
I get it. I threw God's gift back. I get it.
I can't.
But losing all hope.
I might not get him back before I die. But I know. I will know that he is safe. And I know it's not the same. And I'm sure in the morning, maybe in a week, maybe a month, I will regret my decision, and maybe I will be begging, praying, screaming to change his mind.
Then ask for the week. Ask for it. This has been the day, literally one of the worst days I've ever had. And you too. You've gotten crazy news. Don't do anything rash. Don't do it. Don't do it. Take a breath. I would do anything. I say that right now. I've never been where you are like this. But I lost someone so dear to me.
I'm sorry.
And I have no hope to get them back. None. Don't do something that you can't take back. The guilt that will weigh on you. You know guilt.
I don't know if I know anything else.
You want to add to it? Ask for time. If he doesn't get it, then there's nothing else we can do. I wonder if we were wrong.
About what?
A lot of things. If after, ask for a week. If after a week, if nothing's changed, then okay. Ask until we get to the island.
Okay. I stand.
Okay.
Will you stay with me? Please.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
And I look to where Loki is.
So you see him, almost like a bird of prey. Like, looking down at you. He appears again. In front of all of you. The mirror image is gone. He says, Captain. And Sekizen will walk up, and he has produced a...
Wait.
Parchment of paper.
I request a week.
1 week.
If in a week I regret my decisions,
I will be your pawn again. A week. To make sure I'm doing the right thing for him. And for me.
I have a counteroffer. My one condition. And he looks at you, Kathra. He says, nobody counterspells my image this time. I'm trying to show you something. Let me show you something. It will not harm you. He looks at you, Galen.
You remember when I said, if you're going to cast a spell, tell us beforehand, don't make it aggressive? That's all I asked for. That's all you're very tricksy. I don't know if you thought that I was trying to outsmart you. No, I just want you to do the smart thing and say, hey, let me show you something before you try to cast a spell. It's not difficult.
All right, let me correct you. He says, I'm going to show you all something so that we are all on the same page. And so he will step back. So he actually steps to the other side of the ship, where there's enough room in front of you. So he's going to do two things. Because illusion wizards are cool. So he's going to cast major image at over sixth level. So it is not a concentration spell. And then he is... Jeez, there's a buzz in my headphones. Sorry. And then he is going to use what is called malleable illusions. And so he can let the illusion go on. Like, there's no limit to the illusion. So you see this alleyway in front of you. You all both hear and smell rain begin to fall. And you see one of the faces that Bracken has worn.
What is this?
Bracken pulls the dagger out of the ribs of a man. Bracken immediately knows what this is.
I'm like backing up.
What is this? I grab Bracken's hand.
I'm setting the record straight, Bracken. I didn't lie to you. Or deceive you or trick you into something.
I don't want to see this.
And you see, like, the whole image, like, freezes. 1 week. And the illusion dispels. And he steps up and he signs the contract that Segazin has wrote. As a ship's captain, I'm bound to your word. And he turns to you, Kathra. It's the leader. Will you sign?
Yes.
Holding Bracken to this?
Yes. I sign it.
Bracken. You have 1 week.
I nod. My eyes kind of like flitting between him and where the illusion was.
And he takes one step back and you realize he was never actually there. It was an illusion of him.
Yeah.
And so there are now six of you on deck. The four of you, Sankas and Mykos. Bracken, you feel this arm and it's Mykos. And she says, do you need anything?
I just kind of shrug. off the touch.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm like white knuckling Cather's hand.
She says, anything all of you need, let me know.
Thank you.
The deck is yours. Sekizen and I will retire for the next hour. And so they will disappear below deck, leaving the four of you alone. What would you like to do?
Bracken. Can I see what you saw when you spoke with your brother, just so we can get all the facts? Or is that, are you not ready for that?
Give me a couple of hours.
Sure.
Do you want to be alone for a little bit?
I don't know.
Part of me does. But I've been alone for 7 years. 3 years, I guess, technically. I'm sorry for all the trouble that caused. Daniel, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. You're just the one who gave us the bad news. That none of that was your fault.
Still.
There's nothing to apologize for. I'm sorry what I thought was a fun time with your brother turned into a train wreck. Oh, there's no trains. into
carrot track.
Turned into a airship wreck.
Oh, that works.
I suppose without you, we wouldn't know what we do. And we would go on believing that everything was not fine, but.
Yeah. I guess step one is giving the king a heads up.
How do we know which one to trust? I mean, we know which one to trust, but how do we know that the one we get in contact with will be the right one? How do we know it's Hostis?
I can send to Hostis and not to Helmere.
Yeah.
Just took me a second.
My concern is someone controls his mind, or someone might be controlling his mind. Might be muddling the way he sees things. I worry that if we say something to them now, what if he confronts his brother? What if he confronts Kryn? What if he confronts Eric?
Is there immediate danger right now? This moment?
No. But we don't know what their next move is. If their next move is to off the king, Kryn is in charge.
I know Hyperion. And I know the way he works. I know the way this works. I've seen it enough times. As long as the king is useful, they will keep him. And currently being the king, he is useful. I bet there is something he knows that they need, or they wouldn't go after the royal family. I don't know how long his usefulness will stick, but as long as he is of use, they will not hurt him.
As long as he is of use, he is safe. For now.
I pull out the paperwork that the king gave me. I really don't want to do this. But this can be insurance. To make sure that Kryn doesn't get the throne.
Well, then it's our backup plan. Your backup plan.
Dindal, what is your objection to that?
To being the king?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. I don't like a lot of, like, that responsibility. You know full well what I do when a proposition of knowledge and information is thrown before me. You saw firsthand how quickly I did the wrong thing. Imagine if thousands of lives, possibly millions of lives, are in the balance, and someone came to me with that kind of proposition. Do you think that would end well?
What does the paperwork say? We've never seen it.
If I'm remembering correctly, it says that... Oh, dang, I broke my pen.
That's some weird paperwork.
I'm like squeezing it so tightly. It says that Valentine and Eric wouldn't be the king upon his death. I would take over the throne after his... Is it 10 years he's abdicating?
Yep.
Something like that.
So if something would happen to him now, you could show this paperwork? So then, does warning him do anything, or does it put him in more danger?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I don't know. And every instinct that I've made, every guess that I've made has screwed us up more times than I can count. At this point, I have no faith in my own decisions.
So what does your instinct say to do?
I was the one that said we needed to contact the king, so I guess we don't contact the king.
I don't know that it's wise.
Okay.
Do you have someone else that you can contact that can keep us in the know without it being weird? Just, hey, tell me news from home.
I suppose so, but I literally thought Roland or Elmir was someone I could trust.
Well, you're not gonna... What about reaching out to the king? Is it weird to just reach out to him?
No.
Then just do check-ins.
Yeah. Ask how Valentine is doing, how
exactly
Eric, everything. Okay. Do I sign the paperwork and just hold on to it, or do we leave it unsigned and wait?
Will it be too late if something happens and then you sign?
I don't know.
I don't know how this works.
You don't know that yet. Yeah. You're not sure.
I don't know.
The legality of...
Yeah. Of kingship.
Yeah, changing hands is not something you majored in.
Would... Is there anyone, like, would the captain know? Like, captain knows legal stuff is bound.
Yeah, the captain would know. He would have some sort of inkling, probably.
Gotta ask him to look it over.
Yeah.
Is, is Sekizen or is it Mykos?
So, Sekizen is both the owner of the ship and he's the actual captain.
Okay.
Mykos.
He's like first mate?
No, she's also the captain.
Okay.
They're like...
Co-captain?
Kind of. He's training them to pass the boat off.
Okay. So I guess I'll hand it over to...
So you need to go find them first.
Oh, he left?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, they both went below.
Oh, that's right. They did say they were going to give us some time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I will...
Well, let's... I mean, it's not like an hour's going to make a difference here.
Okay. All right, so... Checking with the king from time to time. Try and keep tabs on everything.
How is it possible that 3 hours ago we were like, all right, we're going to get back, course correct. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. And already.
Suppose we're just really talented.
You have a benevolent dungeon master who loves you very much.
Is that the word?
Yeah, rhymes with love.
Before I, you know, again, like I said, I thought giving Bracken this potion was a good thing.
It was.
I mean,
we learned more than
yeah,
we would have otherwise. Don't.
But the weight. It,
don't second guess. It happened. It's done.
This was a long time coming, Tyndall. It's probably the better scenario that could have happened. Could have been a lot worse. I thank you for giving me the chance to see my brother again. Even if it was for the last time. No one else has been able to give me that. No one. Not even a god.
I still feel like, I don't know, my instincts can't be trusted. Sorry for derailing plans once again. But we'll get your brothers back. We have to help Valentine too. He didn't deserve that. I have to figure out some way to help him, and helping your brothers too.
I don't think my brothers are the priority right now.
They're possibly not the most immediate thing, but they are still a priority. It just might not be the top priority.
Maybe. But for now, they are at least safe, which is the most I can ask for. If I were to bring them back now, well, Brelin's already busy. And if I were to bring back Brakesh, just one more target, just one more. He is currently safer where he is. Aperion already wants him dead. Kryn already wants him dead. Who knows who else wants him dead?
If you aren't going to bring them back, or you're not worried about that anymore, why are you here?
I don't know.
I think that's something that you need to think through too.
I think it's nice not being alone.
I get that.
I'm having to realize that the world is bigger than my problems. The world is bigger than my brother's death. The world is bigger than the boogeyman.
What about you, Dindal?
Am I here?
Yeah. Why are you here? When everything's gone wrong, why are you still here?
This is the first time I've had a chance to do something big, important, interesting, maybe. And now, knowing that it's not just a mission for myself, which is what it started as, the safety of the king, these other worlds, is at play here. And if nothing else, maybe we can do a little good in helping these people. And if I get to do something I enjoy, something I'm possibly good at, that's just an extra layer of enjoyment there. But I want to make sure the king, and I want to get Valentine back and help him.
Okay.
I want to help my friends.
Galen, I questioned you earlier today, and that was wrong. But why are you here? Not because you gave your word. Beyond that, why are you here?
I left home because my brothers were stronger. I left home because I could beat them in a fight as long as I could keep out of their grasp. So they called me Dancer. They called me Half Man because at 18, they all have beards. They all have, you see in my hair, which I need to get redone. You see, I have red and blue in my hair. When you complete your solo journey, you get the Fane mark, and you braid the blue in the beard, and the red stays in the hair. I stood for 300 years. Still don't need a shave. I left home to get stronger so that I could beat my brothers standing toe to toe. I worked with Hollick for 6 months, 8 months, something like that. And I got stronger. I did. And then that all went to crap. Burned down half of Estricus. But Hollick was like, hey, you do this thing my brother wants done, you'll have a chance to get stronger. So I was like, okay, yeah. I can do this to get stronger. And so I was the hired muscle. And I gave my word. And then I spent time protecting you guys. Spent time helping you guys. And you all accepted me. You didn't call me out for no beard. You treated me like family. Granted, not the most functional family, a little bit dysfunctional. But you treated me like family. I'm a member of Bearfane. But with you guys, it feels like I found a Fane. We're friends. And I'll protect my friends.
Okay.
For what it's worth, I can't grow a beard either.
Time to.
We need to start acting right. No more infighting. I know I'm the worst one. I've closed myself off. I haven't been a good leader. That needs to end now. We're in this together. We might have had selfish reasons when we started.
Yeah.
But now we're gonna do this and we're gonna do it right. You guys with me?
I mean, I'd always agree with you. I may very loudly state so, but I'll follow you. I don't trust many people. And I swear if any of you repeat this, I will make you regret it. But I trust you all.
I don't let anyone get close to me.
I understand that feeling.
But I will work on letting you guys in. I think we all need a lot of time.
It's not often that you get to choose your family.
You are very correct.
But it seems like we all had some issues with our other family.
Without the truth.
Okay. We're starting over now.
And so, with that, you hear a small ding bell behind you. Mykos pops her head above. She says, dinner is served below deck. She tries to say something and she doesn't quite have the words. And she just says, dinner is served. And she will go below deck. And that is where we're going to end this episode of A Crack in the Plan. Now, I'm going to keep recording for two reasons. So number one, the level up. So,
oh my God.
And so as we process, but I also need to course correct on something.
Oh my God.
So, Angie, it was pointed out to me that I have never given you an inspiration.
Oh. Yeah.
So.
My. She needs like 7.
Yeah.
Give her infinite.
So, oh, you have at least 2. You have at least 2 DM inspirations. Oh, let's call it 3. Let's call it 3. You have 3.
Throw up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it only took us 40 episodes to come together as a team.
I thought it was episode 50. 6, and then the next episode, Catherine and Bracken were like, I hate you. No, I hate you more. I literally remember sitting down and being like, all right, guys, we're all big team now.
I remember that. You would message in the group chat, too. You were so excited.
And, like,
we had been talking separately in our own chat. We're like, you were like, oh, I'm so excited. And we're like,
yeah, immediately.
So I'm gonna leave this part in. So Galen, what level are you guys leveling up to? I've lost count.
Eight.
You're eight. Okay. What do you get at eight? Is it an ASI?
It's ASI. It should be ASI for everybody.
Okay.
Except I'm taking a feat.
Okay. What feat are you taking?
I'm taking Sentinel.
Nice. Also, I didn't know you were a feat guy. It's weird. Mm. I hate it.
Hey, one B. All right. We're not going to judge here.
Eight.
No, I figure that's a way he can protect.
Yeah.
By stopping.
Yeah.
Stopping movement. So.
Also, arguably one of the best feats in the game.
Which one?
Sentinel.
That's a good one.
Dino, what about you?
I'm taking the feat Ritual Caster, which I told you about.
Yes, you did. Yep. Bracken, is anything changing with you?
Oh yeah, I have to change my subclass, at least for right now, because I don't have magic anymore.
Yep.
So give me a hot minute.
Okay. What subclass are you changing to?
Assassin.
Okay.
It makes the most sense. That's what I've got.
Wait, have you built it out? I don't know what happens.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I will answer tomorrow.
I mean, I can just take a level in Wizard and do what it tells me here.
Yeah, okay. take a level in Wizard. That makes the most sense.
Okay.
Also, and I realized I didn't do this in the moment, so beginning of the episode, when you cast Norisil's Fire, the Illusion Wizard, they have this thing called Illusory Self, where I create a double, the double takes all the damage, and I'm fine. So narratively, like, what the audience doesn't see is literally Loki just sidesteps all the damage.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah. So okay. Well,
that's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw up.
Well, so we will end there and we will pick up next episode. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.